Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future. Welcome to Technogram, Reddington's podcast, where we are driving tech dialogues for the future. I'm Janice Regolini. I lead the communications and media at Reddington Middle East and Africa. Today we have Abdulrahman Kaivi, who is the head of IT department at Emirates National Schools. Hi, Abdulrahman. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Hi, everyone, and thank you for hosting me today.
No worries. Thank you so much for being here. I would like to dive straight into my first question, which is about, so technology today is pervasive. Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges that educators would probably have are that students are more technologically enabled than ever before.
Exactly. Yes.
And there is like a delicate line between analog and digital education. So how does your institute achieve that fine balance between the two?
Yeah. Well, let me talk about the education in this sense from K to 12, because that's a different part of the education. It's different than the higher education when it comes to colleges, universities. Because here we're talking about kids which are aged from 4 or 5 years until the 16, 17 years old. And during this this journey of age growth, then the kids go through multiple challenges and they learn a lot. And now we can see that the kids are exposed to technology, where even some teachers are really having a struggle to get along with the students. Sometimes students, they can even come and tell their parents or the teachers that this is how you do this is how you do that.
Yeah, it must be really hard to keep up because they know more
exactly.
than anybody else.
This is actually a kind of threat, let me say, if I can use the word, the threat to the teachers, especially for those who are not into technology. Not everybody is technology savvy.
Right.
We know that.
But
so
I'm sure this would encourage them to be more technological savvy.
Yes, we're actually encouraging them. We're doing so many programs to educate the teachers, bring them up to par. And then we are trying to push this. However, as you rightly mentioned, there is that thin line between the analog and the digital, where we don't want the kids to lose the knowledge how to hold a pen, how to write, how to talk face to face. This kind of experience that we, during my age, I would say that was the full process, that was the way forward in learning and talking to people. And then we got exposed to technology. Now this new generation is starting with technology and they're having difficulty talking to people face to face.
But that's still an important skill to have in
Absolutely.
The technologically enabled world, right?
That's why we push in our schools that there should be, as you mentioned, there should be some balance between the analog and the digital. Yes, we are pushing to use technology. We support them in their devices. We make sure that the material is online, available. They do many things online. Yet there are some specific dedicated sessions for the students to practice the handwriting, talking to each other, working as a team, not only putting everything, as you know, as I'm closed within between me and my screen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that you face when you are trying to deploy a certain technology at your institute?
Some of the challenges, I would say, are the human nature in resisting change.
Right, so the mindset management.
The mindset, we are giving like educational programs, we're giving the orientation to everyone that this is the future. Some people think that the virtual, let me say, virtual teacher will replace the teachers, for example.
Yeah.
Or virtual bots will even replace certain people doing their only daily work, which is not true. On the contrary, if they know how to take the right path, then these teachers, they will really bring in and prepare the material for the virtual teacher, and they will be able to cater to a bigger number and higher capacity.
So what is that right path for them? How do they kind of make themselves relevant?
It's about like we keep on giving them educational information. We keep on educating them that this is something that will help you. This is considered as an assistance for you. It's not something that will challenge you and will take a threat for you. On the contrary, this should help you to do your work in a smarter way. You can elevate your kind of work so you can do something smarter and better. And you can do more with less time.
Right.
Where these bots will do the repeated daily work for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your... they are kind of resisted to change. What are the other challenges that you probably have?
So as you mentioned, this, the resistance to change is one thing. Second is like when you talk about the metaverse, for example, mm-hmm. we're trying to bring in metaverse solution, then all the challenges of security comes in place.
Oh, yes.
The exposure of all these kids from different ages, from age 5 and 30 to age 16, 17, to the internet. Now, metaverse is still not really that mature as we speak mm-hmm. at the moment, which means there are lots of holes in it. There are lots of security threats that could come through the solution. Now, people are pushing to have the solution because you want to be among the first to introduce such technology. We want to prepare our students for such technology for the future. Yet, we are putting a big risk of exposing the data, exposing the material, exposing the student to something that might not be appropriate for them.
Right.
So this is an extreme important thing that we need to really consider.
Yeah,
and this
for
is a
sure.
challenge.
Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Security of all this. Yeah.
So in terms of implementing technology, what are you most excited about in the field of education?
Well, as I mentioned, the metaverse is something extremely important for us. We are doing so many initiatives when it comes to the education, whether it is the material which is now online majority, whether we have everything is through the system, whether we automate all the internal processes, which is all fine. This is nothing new at the moment. Blockchain is something we are bringing in as well for the attestation of documentation and so on. But metaverse and bringing in the material and the subjects to the metaverse is metaverse space. Is the thing that really very exciting here, but it comes along with all its own challenges as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one last question for you. So when you think of the future, right, in the future of education, say maybe 20, 30 years from down the line, how do you see the space evolved? What does the future of education look like?
I believe the education will definitely change from the traditional way that we're living in today, where you have curriculum, you have classrooms, you have classes, physical, even if it is distance or learning from distance. This will change to something where the student will be having his own adaptive kind of material and content based on the student liking, based on the student's potential success in one field or another, in one vertical or another. Then the material will come back to him and the content will come back to him, and he will really show success, much higher success factor in that domain, in that area. So people will be able to choose, will select the very basic requirements, and then they'll be able to choose, and there'll be a huge diverse of selection and a big variety of contents that students can be selecting from.
Thank you, Abdurrahman. That was very interesting. Thank you for being here and for giving us your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining us at Technogram by Reddington. Stay tuned for more.